Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Some people are going to start fouling in and going towards Minute Maid who have tickets to the game today, and we understand that. But if you don't, come on down and hang out with us. I believe 47 TVs in here. 47 TVs in here, maybe 50, 60. I don't know. There's TVs everywhere. All right, if you're sitting outside like this beautiful young lady right here, or if you're inside or in any corner of the spot, you can see the TV and you can watch this anywhere. So come on out, hang out. We are here live at Tom's Watch Bar. It's right next to House of Blues downtown. Come hang out. Have a good time. Man, it's opening day. I know it's Tyler's, one of Tyler's favorites. It's one of your favorites. I love opening day. It's a beautiful day, too, man.
That you hit the nail on the head right there. Not only is it opening day, but we couldn't have asked for better weather. And you got the Yankees. I got a
message for those Yankee turds.
Yes, okay. Tyler, you always do. And the stroke of bad luck that the Astros have had in terms of injuries. Yeah, you take out JV. I would prefer JV being on the bump today, but you do have Framber Valdez, a guy that has been, his name has been thrown around as an ace a time or two in the last couple of years, and so you've got an answer. So yeah, you couldn't ask for anything better, man. This is absolutely beautiful. And this Tom's Watch Bar spot, once again, I said it last time we were here. This place is absolutely tremendous.
It is. It is.
I mean,
man. You
want to know the difference between a sports bar, a regular bar, and a watch bar? Come on down to Tom's, check it out. Like Ron said, it don't matter where you're at, don't matter what shoulder you're looking over, doesn't matter what seat you're at any given table or bar space. You got a clear view. And Ron, look here, they're streaming us up there. Hey, Tyler.
I see that.
Hell of an idea.
Give it to Tyler.
Hell of an idea.
Tyler Miller, what a great idea.
This is what the hell I'm talking about.
This is
about,
why
man.
He's the second best producer in all of Afternoon Drive, well, not in Los Angeles, in New York.
Boy, you've come a long way, Tyler. And his bride is up here spending bread. Okay, yes. I mean, he's got great ideas. He's got us on the big screen.
Her whole job up here.
Shout out to them, man.
I mean, are you kidding me? What an idea, man.
Well, it is. It is. So you can come and check us out. See us as we are live here at Tom's Watch Bar. I don't know the answer to this. I hope I'm not annoyed. Tyler, do you know this? Clint, do you know this? Is the roof open today?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm gonna bet not.
Why not? Why? It is 76 degrees. Why is the roof not open?
All the things we got to talk about today, and you worried about that damn roof?
This feels like a beautiful day to have it open. I didn't know if it would be. Tyler, do you know?
Is the roof open like that?
I mean, I don't know for sure, but I would highly doubt it.
It's not open?
I got it on good authority. It's not open.
I would think this would be the day, baby. This would be the day to roll out there. I mean, it's going to be beautiful. But, I mean, as you said, man, I was just thinking about that when you said we couldn't have got better weather, couldn't have got a better day. I'm looking at it right now, 76.
Hey, well, look, if you want to get a little of that vitamin D, I'm talking about sun. Everybody
it ain't
relax.
Me. You know it ain't me who you got to worry about.
Ease on down here. Tom's Watch Bar. They got a couple
D
tables
you.
Out here on the patio. And you can sit out there and you can bathe a bit before you go to the before you go check out the Strohs.
That's right. But like we said, man, opening day will be here till 6 o'clock. And as I said, if you're not going to the game, you're downtown anywhere, you want to come hang out amongst Houstonians, Astros fans, come on out here, watch the game, and order some good food and drinks.
I went with spinach dip and the old crispy chicken club.
I see that. Looks good.
I mean, it looks good. I mean, presentation is on point.
I had the fish tacos. Pretty solid.
I had queso and a burger.
Yeah, pretty good. Did you have queso and a burger?
The queso is tremendous.
Yeah, you're like me, Tyler. You get down with that queso.
Tyler, I'm going to be honest with you. Bree behind the bar over here is taking great care of us. Well, let me clean that up. She took great care of In the Loop. Now, I'm assuming she'll do the same for us.
She better.
But I asked her what she recommended, what the most popular item on the menu is, and she may or may not have said tenders. And you went burger, huh?
Hey, man, I didn't know.
Those tenders.
Are they buffalo
tenders?
Burgers.
I didn't ask for details. I just went. Anytime I hear the word tender, I think of Tyler.
Well, it sounds like I'm going to have to circle back and get some tenders after the show.
I didn't think of Tyler when I thought of tenders.
There was a time in my life when I heard young tender.
Oh, this guy came in with an Aaron Judge jersey. Look at him. Boo. That's what I'm talking about. There you go, man. That's the party.
Everybody now. Boo.
Almost
nobody's following you, Tyler. But
I ain't gonna lie. If I'd have been driving something more than an electric vehicle on the way in, I'd have tried to clip me a couple of Yankee fans on the way in.
No one should give an F about Aaron Judge.
I'd have tried to clip him with the mirror. I think it was a pretty heavy set, old boy. I think he'd have ruined my mirror.
He'd probably take it with
it. It would have hurt like hell, though.
Yeah, you would have got
my point across.
Listen, we're gonna get to the Astros here as we get you ready as they get going here in about an hour. Or so we'll talk about that. I do want to get to him, but I do want to give a quick shout out in this opening segment to the Houston Rockets last night.
Come on,
that,
man!
That was
entertain me, please.
I was in a pace. Like I was standing and pacing. Like I was really into that. That fourth quarter and overtime, they had me. Jalen Green, spectacular. Jabari Smith hit two of the biggest shots of his life. Amen Thompson. Udoka, you could see the fight in that. That was huge as they stay one game behind the Warriors.
Dylan Brooks hit
big
a couple of
Dylan
clutch
Brooks
down
yeah,
the stretch
he had 20
there,
last
man.
Night.
Yeah, that was entertaining, man. I mean, I'm at a point where, I flip them on more times than not because we're gonna break a little bread about the Rockets, what they did the night before and this run. And last night I flipped them on and I've been as entertained. I was as entertained last night as I've been entertained by basketball in a long time, Ron. That was fun to watch. Now.
Yeah, it was.
I'm with you. I thought Jalen Green was going to end that thing in regulation.
He tried.
He got to the rim.
He was making great decisions throughout the game, and then just making shots and plays where it's like. You can't teach that, and that's the part where you hang on, and you just like I think things you can't teach.
The best part for me, just as a casual Rockets fan, look, you may have seen it before, Ron B. Scott, who's at every game, may have seen it before. The best part for me was when the game was over, to see several veterans look for Jalen Green, to see Jalen Green let his hair down a little bit, have some fun, and those guys clearly be supporting him and be happy for him. That was fun to watch, man.
Yeah, it was. So the Rockets, as they win their 10th straight against the 2 seed, I believe, in the Western Conference right now, they get themselves a game within the Warriors.
I'll be honest,
for that 10th spot.
You and B. Scott cost me some money. They were getting 4.5. I was fixing to put a little money on
that.
I'll let y'all talk me out of it. Tyler, tell me I'm lying, Tyler.
You're the one.
What were you betting on?
He was thinking about
the Rockets, plus 4.5. Plus you don't remember that conversation we had yesterday?
No, I remember. I remember.
And Ron and B. Scott talked me out of it.
I just made
me feel like
I told you. I said, Shea Gildress is out.
I hate to tell you.
You did. It's fair.
I said,
but I wasn't
comfortable rolling with it.
I hate to tell you this. I bet on it.
Did you?
I did.
Good for you. Good for you.
Wow. Good for you. There you go. All right. As the Astros get going here in about an hour or so, opening day here.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.